know, early on, one of the strategy sessions we had in the command center, I think it might have been in preparation for the third news conference on Saturday. It happened on a Thursday. We had two news conferences that night. We had another news conference Friday. I think we were preparing for a news conference on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And someone said in this wide-ranging discussion that they thought we should characterize the shooter as evil.
Mm.
And I remember saying, I don't think that's appropriate. I think that we should say he was disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw heads nodding around the room. And, you know, when I think about the shooter now, I still think that that was the right decision to not impute that particular characteristic to him as an individual, but rather to talk about his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, we couldn't have done anything to predict his behavior.
Right.
We had no signs as an institution that he was anything other than a good student and a well-liked, hardworking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when people suggested this idea of attaching this word evil to him, that it was again one of those, it wasn't our fault.
Right.
This evil visited our campus. Well, right. Evil did visit our campus in the horrible acts that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel any comfort in simply writing off this disturbed person as evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't.
Right.
When we talk about solutions and ways that this, you know, type of thing can be prevented in the future, you know, I sure don't know any test we can give people for evil.
Right.
you know, I think there are lots of things we can do as a society to address mental illness. Certainly, we can do more with gun control.
Mm-hmm.
I wish our schools could do more with bullying
issues. Right.
And also, it strikes me that the thing that all of these school shootings have in common is a disturbed individual wanting attention, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting somehow to do something that makes some grand statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know that I would ascribe all of that to being evil. I think it's very disturbed thinking.
Right.
But like you, I too have struggled with this issue of forgiveness.